This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Invited to join us here. If you want, we'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username in moments. And it's been, God, I don't know, what has it been, a month now since the death of Lavoy Finicum, one of the occupiers of the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. As you may recall, if you've been paying attention to the news at all this year, that occupation went on for more than a month, very beginning here of 2016. There were as many as dozens of people there at one point, and then towards the end, it started to whittle down to more like a dozen, and ultimately ended up being about four or five folks left. And the four or five folks that were left at the very end were there after the state police shot to death a man named Lavoy Finicum when they were trying to kind of escape from the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. He and several associates were inside an SUV, and they were driving on a road that was closed by police. All of the roads around the wildlife refuge were closed by the police. And at one point, they approach a checkpoint, or whatever you want to call it. It's very snowy out on the sides of the road. There's a big banks of snow. And they're approaching that checkpoint, and they fly off the road into a bank of snow. And we know all of this because there was a federal government released, like, a drone footage that had come out. Now, of course, the drone doesn't have a microphone on it, so there was no kind of audio. We didn't really know what was being said or when gunshots were being fired, because ultimately Lavoy Finicum was shot to death by the state police. In fact, photographyisnotacrime.com is reporting, with Carlos Miller over there, does a great job, that a new video has been released. Because I had, you know, wondered aloud on the air previously here on Free Talk Live, why weren't the people in the car or in the SUV recording? Well, guess what? It turns out one of them was. At least one of them was. And that's the new video that has been released from inside of the car driven by Lavoy Finicum, Robert Lavoy Finicum. That video was released earlier today, capturing the harrowing moments before, during, and after he was shot to death in Oregon last January. The Department of Justice has announced that it's investigating a group of elite FBI agents for partaking in a cover-up of the shooting, according to the Oregonian. Turns out one FBI agent shot his gun twice, but claimed he never fired his gun. U.S. Department of Justice said those bullets did not strike the Arizona rancher, who has been part of a group of, or had been rather, part of a group of activists occupying the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge throughout January. Finicum instead was shot three times in the back by Oregon State Police officers, including one bullet that pierced his heart. RT and other news sources reporting, I think today as well, that the government there in Oregon, the prosecutor, has ruled the shooting justified because officers say they were in fear for their lives. And the officers claimed later on that he was going for a gun, while the people in the vehicle, his friends, say there was no way that he was going for a gun because his gun was on his right, I believe it was his right leg, like strapped to his leg in a holster, where what the police had claimed was that the gun was inside the jacket that he was wearing at the time. So when you watch the federal government's video that they released, Lavoy Finicum does appear to be reaching towards the left side of his jacket, the left side of his body, and that's what the police claim they used as their excuse to shoot him to death, claiming that he was reaching for his gun. But again, you know, it's their word versus his friend's word versus the police. Ultimately, you know, so we don't really know where it was that he was keeping that gun. So the police are saying it was in his jacket pocket, but his friends say he never kept his gun in the jacket pocket. Other people were saying that what he was actually doing was pointing to the cop that shot him, the cop that was ultimately in the woods. There was a cop out in the woods, sort of off to his left-hand side. Also, police were behind him, kind of closing in, and police also to his right on the road. Again, right up until now, there was a lot of speculation, and there still is speculation, even with this new video that has been released. I'm just going to play, it's 12 minutes long, so we're not going to play the entire thing. Just going to play just an excerpt here from the situation when he actually runs off the road, on the side of the road here, right by this police checkpoint. So I'm going to play some of that audio for you here. So I'm really glad that they were actually recording inside the car.
Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Damn it. Are they shooting him? Did they shoot him? You asshole.
Now, you can hear him say, you're going to have to shoot me. You're going to have to shoot me when he got out of the car. And actually, I didn't bring it back quite far enough. So I'm going to start it over again before they actually
crash. Well, I got numbers, but I can't call because we have no service.
Into the snowbank. Johnson joining me in the studio.
Not available. Okay. Do you have numbers for people here in town?
So this is as they're approaching the checkpoint.
Hey,
okay, so they're shooting.
Hey,
okay, now you hear?
Okay, I'm here.
Go ahead, shoot.
Now, that was them crashing into the snowbank, that big kind of crashing noise. But you heard the women in the car say they believe they were being shot at before he even crashed into the snowbank. And you heard some kind of popping noises there along with that. Let me keep going, though.
Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Are they shooting him? Did they shoot him?
Yes, they did shoot him. Now, in the video being recorded in the cab of the car, they're kind of ducking down because they're being shot at. Have you seen this yet, Johnson?
I saw the original video. I've not seen the new one yet.
Yeah, so they're ducking down, so the person holding the camera is not actually able to get footage of him being shot.
Right.
But what you do get from this footage is the reaction of the people in the car. You get the audio, which we've not yet had. So this is the first time we've ever heard any kind of audio. And it's hard to really still know for sure what's happened here.
Right. The first video I had seen, it seemed pretty clear that he had pulled out a gun.
I wouldn't say it was clear at all.
It was clear to me.
It looked
pretty clear to me that he was pulling out a gun.
The video is very, very high up, and anything that you're seeing, you're not going to know what's in his hand.
Not for sure, necessarily, but he certainly really, really looked like he reached into his, what appeared to be his waistband or holster and pulled out, and, he was holding his hand like he was pointing a gun. You know, like, who points, hey, that's the cop who shot me, with their hand in a gun-holding chair.
I can't see how you could say whether or not there was a shape of a gun in this video. I mean, we're talking about a very high...
Oh, it was
video.
Very clear. I mean, his hand, he was holding his hand like he was holding a gun. And in that video...
I don't
video,
agree that it was clear.
And it was clear that he was holding a revolver, and then they later found out that he regularly carried a revolver. I mean, it didn't even look like he was holding... It looked like he was holding a revolver, not a semi-automatic pistol. It looked like he was carrying a revolver, and lo and behold, they found out later that's what the type of weapon he carried was a revolver. So I do think that was clear. And then supposedly this new video, I don't know, I saw a headline that was the only headline that I have seen for this video that said that, hey, the shooting of Finnegan was justified.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe this video is going to make it even more clear that he did, in fact, pull out a gun. I don't know.
No, it does not make that clear. And I got to disagree with you. I mean, I watched the original video more than once to try to see what was going on in it. And I don't think you can. I mean, I understand you've come to a conclusion here, but I think that it's jumping to a conclusion because ultimately it's way too far away. And it's not like, the movies where you can zoom in and say enhance and then it gets crystal clear. video doesn't work that way. It's garbage in, garbage out.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at reading. Blurry images from lots and lots of image editing and Photoshop work, and to me it also just seems like you'd have to be a real plum idiot to pull out your hand and hold it like you're holding a gun and point it at a police police officer.
Well, this guy definitely was ready to die. I mean, at the very least, you can hear him saying, "You're going to have to shoot me. You're going to have to shoot me," right, over and over again. But you know, if he was saying that, and then if he was intending to shoot the police or have some kind of a showdown with them, why not just come out blasting? Maybe he wanted to draw them away from the vehicle with the other people inside it. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Tell us what you think about the situation.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. If you want to Skype into the show, you can do that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're getting on the Internet and you're not protecting your privacy, well, you probably should consider it, because there are people out there who would love to know more about you and possibly get involved in your bank accounts and other things like that. So if you want to protect your privacy, ProXPN is one of the steps that you can take, and they will give you a lot of your privacy back. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support. They've got you covered. So whatever devices you're using, ProXPN can help secure them and your Internet connection. So if you are a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Now, ProXPN, just to be clear, when I said secure them, I meant secure the Internet connection. It's not ProXPN does not encrypt your files. That's another way that you'd want to protect yourself as well. So for VPN service, ProXPN has you covered. They accept credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the Internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. The post here is actually from the Oregonian, which is, I believe, a newspaper out there in Oregon. They were covering the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge throughout its occupation, and now they are the ones who've released a video, sort of a video in video. So I've yet to see the new video that's been released of Lavoy Finicum being shot to death in full screen. The video that I played back for you just a moment ago, we'll play another excerpt here for you in case you're just tuning in. The video that I'm playing here is actually mostly it's like a split screen kind of thing, or like picture in picture, where on one side the larger picture is the FBI's video from the drone overhead. Mm-hmm. So you see that video, and it is pretty much synced up with the in-cab video, which was recorded by one of the occupiers as they were, again, trying to leave the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. Lavoy Finicum is the driver of the vehicle. He crashes into a snowbank as he's approaching the vehicles in the road that the FBI and the state police had put there, apparently. And then there's gunshots that ring out, and some kind of explosion. It sounds like, I'll play back here for you in a moment, Johnson, and you'll hear as soon as he opens the door and gets out of the cab, it sounds like gunshots, but he doesn't respond as though they're shooting at him. So I don't know if it's like a flashbang or something that goes off. And in fact, at one point in the video, you can see these sort of lights flashing that look like they're just sort of randomly in the air. So let me play it back here for you.
Okay, so they're shooting.
Crashes into the snowbank.
Go ahead and shoot me!
He said, go ahead and shoot me, boom, boom. I mean, you heard that pretty right. Crystal clear, right? That's as soon as he gets out the door, he says, go ahead and shoot me, bang, bang. But then he keeps saying, you're going to have to shoot me, you're going to have to shoot me. So let me continue.
Stay down. Are they shooting him? Did they shoot him? You asshole.
So.
Oh, my God!
And then, you know, there's some commotion in the truck, obviously, because their friend was just shot to death. The video goes on for another 6 minutes after that, which, of course, is them kind of a standoff with the police and, you know, who's getting out first and that kind of thing. But I got to say, I mean, I'm curious to know what our listeners think about this. You out there, if you've seen either the new video or the old video, do you agree with Johnson that Lavoy Finicum was going for a gun? Because I don't think, you know, by the time they shoot him, his front hand is pretty much concealed by his body, so you really can't see what it is that he's doing. They shot him in the back, Johnson, so what does that tell you? I mean, if his body, you know, again, they've synced these videos up, from what I can tell, pretty darn close to sync, right? Like maybe there's a fraction of a second that they're off. You've got him standing in the snow. He's sort of backing up and he's definitely reaching towards, you know, reaching towards the left side of his body. But
I mean, if I were a cop in that situation, I'd have shot him.
You'd have shot him just because he was reaching for something, right?
Yeah, he looked like he was reaching for a gun. I mean, he really looked like he was reaching for a gun. And in that situation, you know, when somebody says, you're going to have to shoot me, and goes to reach for a gun, you're dead. I mean, if it's in that position, you know, it's, you know, you have to take action in that kind of a situation. That's, you know, you can't, he forced their hand if that's, you know, and you can't really kind of argue any other way on that.
I think that's your, probably your best argument is that the fact that he was saying, you're going to have to shoot me, whether or not he was actually reaching for a gun.
Right.
I don't think can be determined by this particular video.
Right.
But I think that that's probably your strongest argument. The fact that he was saying something like that certainly is an indicator of this man could have a gun, and he could be intending to pull it out and shoot.
Well, that and, you know, slamming into a snowbank and driving erratically and, you know, like any number of
Well, he chose to slam into the snowbank rather than slam into the cars that he was rapidly approaching.
Or, yeah, I mean, so, or I mean, he could have slowed down and come to a complete stop.
I suppose
that's another option.
Yeah, I suppose so. But if they were actually shooting at him, then maybe wouldn't want
it. Fair enough, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So it's not real clear, you know, if they were actually being shot at, but the women in the back of the truck certainly seem to think so. And I don't know if that's because a bullet struck the truck in the, you know, that portion as they're approaching the scene. So again, not real crystal clear, but at least now we've got something more than just this drone video that is shot from however many hundreds, you know, hundreds of feet up in the air, a couple hundred feet or whatever. Now we finally have an audio track to go along with it. And I think that, you know, there's more to be probably gleaned from this video. I have not yet had the chance. Literally, I just found it moments before the show started. And the article over at photographyisnotacrime.com is very, very sparse. Carlos Miller is reporting and saying the shooting death was ruled justified because officers say they were in fear for their lives. One of the bullets shot by the FBI struck his vehicle at a different angle than the other shots, which is what led investigators to determine the FBI agent had lied. So one agent said that he never fired his gun, but they determined that he, in point of fact, shot his gun twice. So what's up with that? That's kind of a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if this guy was a danger, if the police really did believe that this man was putting them in danger, which, of course, is what the police have to say if they want to justify shooting. Oh, my God, I was scared for my life. I had to shoot that dog. I had to shoot that man or whatever. And by the way, there's an interesting dog shooting story to come here tonight on Free Talk Live. But that's what the police have to say is, well, I was scared for my life. He could have been pulling out a gun. I didn't know what he was reaching for inside his jacket. And I agree with you, Johnson. That is generally a justification, especially if a guy's saying you're going to have to shoot me, to go ahead and do it. Because if you aren't going to pull out a gun, then you probably shouldn't be going for your phone or whatever it is that's inside your front jacket pocket. Because you should know that that's going to get the police a little bit riled up. So I definitely see where you're coming from here. But at this point, the video has yet to really be analyzed. As Carlos points out, he says we'll be updating the story throughout the night. So the video is available now. We'll put the link up on our Facebook and Twitter. And you can delve through it at your leisure here and share with us what you think. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One lady stepped in between a cop and her dog, and she's been vindicated.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the new video of the shooting of Lavoie Finicum, the one that was shot from inside of the cab of the SUV that contained Lavoie, as well as he was the driver, as well as a few other folks who were attempting to leave the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge and were blocked. Their path was blocked by federal agents and state police. It was the state police. I don't know, actually don't know how many federal agents were blocking them. It was the state police who ended up killing Lavoie Finicum in this particular case. And so now we finally have a second angle, finally have an audio track, which is probably the most valuable portion of this, because we're not going to really be able to know for sure if the cops were shooting at them as they arrived. But it sure does seem like it. At the very least, if they weren't shooting at them, then whatever the hell explosions go off as soon as Lavoie Finicum gets out of the vehicle sure would make someone think they're being shot at.
Right.
So if you want to share your thoughts here, join us at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype into the show. The Skype username is LRN.FM. It's Ian and Johnson here tonight. But that's not the only police shooting video. Actually, in the case of West Virginia's Tiffany Hupp, thankfully, the dog didn't get shot. But it was about to. Have you seen this one, Johnson?
Tiny little dog?
It's not a giant dog, I would
it's
say.
It's pretty teeny.
It's, I don't know, I'm looking at...
You could pick it up in one arm, for sure.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say this is a medium-sized dog. It's a Labrador Husky mix chained outside the house. Last week, according
to... Actually, I would definitely say it's small for a Labrador Husky mix.
It is small for a Labrador Husky mix, yes. But I wouldn't say it's like a... It's no Chihuahua or
right.
anything like that.
Oh, no.
Well, Chihuahua's a dog
Chihuahua's
you pick up with
tiny.
One arm.
Well, there are a lot of dogs. Like, you could pick up, like, a Scottish Terrier with one arm. That's bigger than a Chihuahua.
Let me tell you, the girl in this video isn't picking this dog up with one arm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so she is a pretty skinny girl, and the dog is definitely much larger than, I think, probably all of her arms and legs put together. Maybe her legs put together. Anyway, the story's from Jacob Sullum over at Reason.com, where last week a West Virginia woman who stood between her dog and a state trooper intent on killing him was acquitted of obstructing an officer by a jury in Wood County. It took jurors just half an hour to acquit 23-year-old Tiffany Hupp after they watched the video of the incident that Hupp's husband Ryan shot with his cell phone. Trooper Seth Cook came to the Hupp's house on May 9th, 2015, in response to a dispute between a neighbor and Ryan's stepfather. There, Cook encountered Buddy, a Labrador Husky mix who was chained outside the house. The dog, whom Hupp described as a big baby, ran toward Cook, barking, and Cook backed up. Even though the dog had reached the end of his chain and Cook was not in any danger, he drew his pistol. I immediately thought, I don't want him to get shot, said Ms. Hupp, who was in the yard with her 3-year-old son. She told this to the Charleston Gazette Mail. The video shows her stepping in front of the officer, at which point he grabs her, throws her to the ground, picks her up, leans her against his cruiser, and handcuffs her. The officer alleged in the complaint that she raised her arm, said Hupp's lawyer, David Schless, to the Gazette Mail, but we did stop frame of the video for the jury and showed she was stationary, her arms at her side. All she said was, "Don't do that."
I mean, I really think that there should be body cams on officers, and if their body cam malfunctions, they lose their job. Like, if you can't keep running, like you would as an officer, you better want two body cams, because
one for a backup.
Yeah, one for a backup, because if there's any moment where you don't have footage of, like, throughout your day, if it's not contiguous, you lose your job.
Well,
that's the way
idea.
The law should work.
But it's probably never going to happen
no.
that way. In this case, thank goodness they recorded, because otherwise, as she points out here later, it would have been her word versus the police, and I suspect things would have gone much worse
oh, yeah.
for her in that particular case. But the cop lied. Cop lied, saying she raised her arm to him. She didn't.
That's the other thing, is if an officer is ever caught in a lie, lose your job. Or be killed.
That
you know,
doesn't seem unreasonable to lose your job if you're a lying cop.
What about being killed?
That's a good suggestion. No, it's a little too far.
A little too far?
A little
okay.
too far.
Okay.
Cook grabbed her by the bicep, spun her around, and she ended up falling down. After he heard about the case, the lawyer contacted Hupp and offered to represent her for free, thank goodness. He said, "I thought it was outrageous. This girl's being charged for standing in her yard, doing nothing but saying, 'Don't shoot my dog,'" he said. According to Photography Is Not a Crime, Cook testified that he was not afraid of the dog, but was following training that requires him to kill all dogs that approach him. Even if the dog is chained and wagging its tail, as Buddy was in this case.
Right.
Hupp told Photography Is Not a Crime that the case hinged on her husband's video, which they didn't have for weeks after the incident because Officer Cook confiscated the phone, which he was unable to access because it was protected by a password.
I'd like to know who a supervising officer was that was issuing the training that, you know, says
kill
all
dogs.
Friendly dogs that are wagging their tail and, you know, want to lick you.
Well, you know, to be clear, I think dog people will tell you that if a dog is wagging its tail, doesn't necessarily mean that it's happy.
No.
Right? That's just one way.
Okay, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm
yeah.
saying I want to know who's training these officers to kill dogs.
Right.
You know?
The fact that the dog needs to be killed when it's on a chain and at, you know, more than an arm's length away
yeah.
from you.
I mean, it's clear to me
outrageous.
That there's a lot of training and there's a lot of things that are going on with the police that are, you know, supposed to be in these positions of responsibility with their authority, you know, like the Spider-Man line, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not being held to any sort of great responsibility.
Very rarely.
You know, there is almost zero accountability for these people that are doing, frankly, evil things. I mean, it's just very clear that the police are out of control. You know, and I don't care how much you love cops and you think that they're protecting and they're such good people. No, if they were, they would be doing something about these things that are happening, and they would be policing of themselves. That's what they're supposed to be, police, right? Well, why can't they police themselves?
I wonder what happened with the officer in this case, Trooper Seth Cook. I suspect, nothing happened to him. The woman ended
up... Good job. You get a raise.
Yeah.
Every dog you kill, you get an extra spiff.
Get him a bonus for every dog, every corpse. So, anyway, she got let off, thank goodness. Thankfully, the jury was sane in this particular case and acquitted her, which means it was... would you call that nullification? Is that jury nullification? Or just...
Maybe.
Maybe not, because it could just simply be, yeah, this lady didn't do what you're saying. Right. If you're saying she was committing resisting arrest or disorderly conduct, and it's not really clear what the obstructing an officer was the charge here. In this case, she obstructed the officer's desire.
Yeah, jury nullification requires nullifying a law. Remember,
that's true.
The jury's job, according to judges and government, is to judge the facts and only the facts, and not to judge the law.
That's
so if they judge the facts in this case. You know, then they're saying that she was innocent based on the facts.
On the facts, okay.
Whereas if they were to nullify, they would say, well, this law is stupid, and you're stupid, and your whole court system's stupid, and everyone here involved is stupid.
Right,
stop wasting the world's time.
And money, because it's not cheap to put on a jury trial. So as she points out, without the video, it's just my word against the state trooper. Nobody is going to believe my word over law enforcement. And she's absolutely right about that. It's sad, but it's true. The police, even today, even though there are, you know, plenty of videos of police misconduct and police behaving poorly and shooting dogs and killing innocent people and burning, you know, houses down unnecessarily, even though there's all kinds of evidence of police misbehavior, they're still given the benefit of the doubt. The police, by juries and especially by judges, the police are given a pass most of the time, especially when there's no video around. So this is why it's so important for people to have cameras at the ready. This video, now maybe there was more to it, but the version that is posted here at Reason.com as hosted on Photography is Not a Crime, it starts literally seconds before this cop draws his gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I presume this is when the video actually picks up. It's not real clear. But if you don't have a video device ready to go, when those police roll up, you know, if you're fumbling around and putting in passcodes and trying to get to the right menus, I mean, you've got to be able to get to your video and start recording within seconds for it to be valuable.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us right here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. How'd you like 500 business cards for just $9.99? You can get them from Vistaprint.com. It's great for small business owners. They don't just have business cards. Of course, that's what they're known for, is business cards, but they also do postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. So if you've got a small business, you're just starting up, or maybe you just need another reorder of some business cards, you can go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You can customize the text, color, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can also upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design. Front and back sides, that's what I did with my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree full-color promo cards that I was handing out at the Liberty Forum. I had those done by Vistaprint.com. And you can also upgrade your card quality as well. You can go to raised print, spot gloss, metallic finish. You can even go to a thicker stock. So super easy to use, very user-friendly. It was very easy for me to put mine together. Just go to Vistaprint.com. They guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. They've got amazing customer service. Just try it out at Vistaprint.com with code FTL. Use that at checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It is an up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. Vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards and other stuff today. Use code FTL at checkout. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the lady in West Virginia who has, thankfully, last week been acquitted by a jury on charges of obstructing an officer. Trooper Seth Cook came to her home. Her name is Tiffany Hupp, and her husband Ryan happened to be there with his cell phone recording video, thank goodness, of when Tiffany went outside to get in between, which, pretty brave thing to do, by the way. I mean, this cop is ready to shoot a dog. He's drawing down on this relatively small dog, not a big scary beast in, by any means, draws down. She steps in the way and says, hey, you know, don't do that. And then the cop grabs her and throws her down.
I mean, to a lot of people, pets are family, you know?
Like, yeah.
And I certainly feel that way. Like, I mean, and it's what cops want, but I certainly would probably react exactly the way police would want if, you know, my pets were
violently.
Oh, yeah, I'd flip out.
Which would give them the excuse to shoot you instead.
Right.
And some would argue...
If they, you know, succeeded in you know... I mean, it would be a very, very bad situation. It's just, you know, it would be very, very bad.
Well, that's... some would argue that this is actually a tactic. Now, the cop claims that it's their training, that if a dog comes at you, you're supposed to shoot it to death, which is ridiculous.
Right.
Especially, they say that apparently even if it's at the end of a chain, which it was in this case, it was tied down. It wasn't gonna break the chain in this instance. And if it did break the chain and start coming at the dog or coming at the cop and started trying to bite him, then I could understand using some self-defense. But in this case, that didn't happen. The dog
right.
at the end of the chain. But some would argue that it's actually what the cops are trying to do by threatening animals,
mm-hmm.
by either shooting or pointing guns at household animals, that they know that they'll get a violent response in a lot of cases from loving family members who want to protect their, you know, some people think their pets are like their kids, basically.
Right.
I mean, I don't have kids, but I've got Jazzy, the studio dog, and I love her a lot. And people will get very, very protective in that case. And if they lunge for a cop, if they, you know, make a quick move or something like that, they'll shoot them down like they did Lavoie Finicum.
Right.
And then the cops will be justified. They'll say, well, we were scared for our life. He could have been coming to try to kill us over this. So if you want to share your thoughts here, you can. 855-453.
How would the court rule if, like, a cop, if you happen to be a, you know, a homeowner that owned a taser, and then you tased a cop who was trying to, you know, kill your dog or, you know, your family member, ostensibly, and the taser killed the cop because they do that. I was trying to use non-lethal response to just stop him from killing my pet.
Yeah, would they let you off, whereas
right.
they let the cops off all
right.
the time for that? There's a little more detail, actually a lot more, over at photographyisnotacrime.com. Great website, by the way. We've used it twice so far tonight in our discussions. So this is what the attorney, this is her attorney, David Schless, said. Again, he agreed to defend her pro bono. Quote, in my case, he said it was ridiculous that there was even a trial in the first place, especially when there's a video of it. And when he saw the video, he thought something was wrong. He's talking about the attorney here. And he saw the fact that I never did anything to the cop to be obstructing. I never touched him, never raised my hands at him, and I didn't curse at him. So I'm sorry, that was the lady talking about her attorney. During the trial for her alleged crime, the Charleston prosecutor accused Hupp, or rather argued that Hupp was guilty of obstructing the officer because she did not listen to Officer Cook when he told her to move. So when he told her to get out of the way so he could kill her dog,
right.
that is the supposed obstructing justice charge. Her attorney filed two motions
because
to dismiss.
This dog needs to be brought to justice.
Yeah. The attorney did file two motions to dismiss. The judge denied them both, which judges usually do. I don't know if I've ever seen a motion to dismiss success. I've never seen someone file a motion to dismiss in criminal court and have
right.
it succeed. It has happened in civil court with the Robin Hood case. Only Cook testified for the state against Ms. Hupp, claiming that he was only following the training that required him to shoot all dogs that approach him. Cook was his own witness, but it didn't even matter because he lied the whole time. In his testimony, he said he wasn't scared of the dog, but that they trained in police school to shoot them. According to Hupp, Cook also testified that she had a crossbow in her hand, which the video shows clearly is not the case.
What?
He also testified that she raised her hands at him, which the video also shows didn't happen. In the video,
she raised her hands while holding
a crossbow.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
He grabbed her by the arm, spins her around, and she never once raised her hands at him. As of yet, Cook has not been charged with perjury.
At what point, Cook, did she drop the crossbow when you were cuffing her?
Thanks.
And where did the crossbow land on the ground?
Yeah, why wasn't the crossbow entered into evidence? Yeah.
Did the crossbow hit your feet when it was magically appearing out of thin air?
Thanks to the jury, some citizens have brains. Everything that Cook was saying when he testified was not matching up with the video. All we had was the video. We had several
I had to
witnesses.
Shoot the dog. The dog had a crossbow.
No, the dog's name was Crossbow. That's where the confusion came in. The defense had several witnesses ready, but only used the video as their witness. The trial took 6 hours, and the jury spent only 30 minutes deliberating before returning their not guilty verdict. Huff does say she plans to file a civil rights lawsuit, but has been unable to find a civil attorney. So, as we did last time, they'll be forwarding her contact information for any attorney willing to take her case. And Carlos Miller at PINAC.org is his his email address. We asked Tiffany if the incident changed her attitude about law enforcement. She said this, quote, "It's been traumatizing for Ryan," that's her husband. "He was frustrated that this happened. It's been traumatizing for my stepfather-in-law. When we all see these videos of bullying, I don't want anyone to take anyone's rights away, even in law enforcement. I have an issue with lying. When you listen to someone cross the line and add something that's not in there, it makes me mad," she said. The case against Huff is one more example of how dysfunctional the state can be.
It's really, I mean, these police, if we believe in any way in their authority, then...
I don't.
But there are a lot of people who do, and
I believe
I would think
that
if you are one of those people who believes that the cops should have any authority, that the responsibility for a police officer, like the accountability for a police officer who is caught lying in any way, shape, or form, should be immense.
They should have
if
a higher standard.
If a cop lies, you're done. That should be the standard of just the baseline standard, is if you are caught lying as a police officer, that's it. You cannot be trusted with any form of justice anymore. You are done.
Johnson,
you don't even get to work
chief,
as a security guard.
Johnson for sheriff.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's a great proposal. It would be interesting to hear you propose something like that politically and see what the police say. Because here in New Hampshire, that's where we're doing the show from,
right?
We moved here with a group of liberty activists. There's this thing called the Free State Project that's converging liberty-minded people here. And it's relatively easy to propose a new law or statute or something for New Hampshire because we've got free staters who are elected to political office here. We've got liberty-friendly state representatives. You could come up with some sort of proposed legislation that actually says, if you get caught lying, officer, you're done. You're going to be blackballed. You'll never be hired again. You're fired. You don't get your pension. You're done for. And it would be interesting because every bill has to have a public hearing. And anytime there's a bill that in any way threatens the police state that we have, and by no means is the New Hampshire police state as bad as other ones, but anytime the police's power is threatened, they always trot out the chiefs of the police and the Department of Safety, which is basically the state police head bosses, and they always come out and testify about how bad of an idea this is. So whether it's, ending the war on drugs or the war on marijuana or, adding police cameras, they constantly are coming out to testify. So it'd be interesting to hear their excuses why they should be allowed to lie.
Right.
It's important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.